All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Amy, how can we help you, ma'am?
Hey, guys. I want you guys to help me figure out why this guy, Nick, that I went out with is not answering my calls or responding to my text messages.
Nick. Okay, he's not answering your calls, responding to your text messages. You had how many dates with Nick?
We had one date.
Only one date?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be easy. What do you mean, but?
It's just weird because we were having a really good time and we had met. And we had, like, so much in common, and he seemed really, really into me, like, more even so than I was into him. So I was expecting us to, like, hang out a couple of times. And when we hung out, like, I was like, actually, he's cool. Like, he's, like, a nice guy. So I'm just, like, shocked because everything went really, really well. But I do have something, like, on my conscience.
Okay.
Basically, we, like, went out to drink or whatever. And then, like, eventually, he just came over my place. And we had some more drinks at my place. And we did not hook up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's what he expected because I'm not that kind of girl. And I would rather, like, lose out on a guy than move too fast. You know what I mean?
If he's not calling you back for that, then, you know, you don't need him anyways. That's like the cliche thing to say.
Yeah. but I mean, I could also see why if hanging out with you, having drinks, then going back to your place and having more drinks, why he would probably be like, why doesn't she want to have sex with me? But, I mean, yeah, that would be messed up if he did. Okay, so here's what we do. We'll call him up, and if he says, that bitch didn't have sex with me after leading me on, we'll tell him to scream and we'll hang up on his
ass. You don't know what to do at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it's all good. All right. Hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so if you're just joining us, we just spoke to Amy. She's trying to get in contact with this guy, Nick. So they had one date. And usually people are like, one date, and he's not calling you back or replying. Why would you want to see this guy again? But she said that they hit it off a lot and that the only thing that she thinks maybe that turned him off was the fact that they were out. They were having drinks, having a good time. She invited him back to her place, Pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
They went back to her place. She didn't have sex with him. And she's like, maybe he thought because of me inviting him over and having some more drinks that he was going to, you know, assume that, you know, they were going to cap the night off in the end zone. But she's like, I'm not that type of girl. And if that's the reason that he didn't have sex with me, then I don't want a second date.
Now let's see what really happened.
Yeah. Now you stay quiet. We're going to try and call Nick.
Yo.
Nick?
Yo.
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 Yeah.
Is this Nick?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Nick, we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. My name's Romero, and Pebbles is here, and Melissa, too. Can we just ask you something really quick? It's a good thing, the reason we're calling you.
Did I win something or something?
I'm going to explain it to you. So we got your number from a girl who you know. She knows you. You know her. She likes you a lot, and she would love to take you out on a nice date. If you're available, and the reason we're calling you is because we will pay for the date. So we're going to tell you who the girl is, and then you guys meet up, and if sparks fly, great. If not, hey, guess what? You got a nice free date out of it.
All right.
So she has kind of a regular name. So if you know a lot of the girls with these names, I can specify too. Her name is Amy.
I think I know who this is. No way, man. No.
No, hold on. It's the Amy, just to specify, you went out with her on one date, and since then she said you haven't been responding to her, or calling her. Or...
The Amy, we went out one time.
Yes.
One time. Yeah, no. The arrangement and all the stuff that goes around with her, there's just no way it would ever, ever work.
The arrangement? What arrangement? Between who?
Well, you know, I picked her up at her house. We went back to her house.
Yeah.
And so we went inside and, you know, I'm looking. She in her living room, she has all these pictures of, like, family and stuff, mm-hmm. right? I look on this wall and I see a picture of her and a woman that she says was her mother. This woman was my guidance counselor in high school. And I'm telling you, I hate this bitch more than
stop it.
She was the worst woman in my life.
Oh my God!
Okay, I got it.
Did me so much.
Hold on. Nick, hold on. Amy, I forgot to tell you that Amy's on the phone and she heard what you said about her mother.
About her mother.
I can't even believe that this is happening right now. I'm like, you're going to sit here and insult my mom? I'm like, you're not in high school anymore. Are you kidding me?
Hold on. I don't get it. What did her mother do to you?
Right towards the end of my school, and she sat me down and she said, you know what? I'm going to tell you about you. You will probably be dead or in jail by the time you're 20 years old.
You're freaking lying.
Stop it.
Your guidance counselor said
that's not true.
What?
And Amy, your mother called me a loser.
Oh,
my God.
Hold on a second.
You called me a loser. And I was just going like, what? And I was just floored. I couldn't believe I was hearing what I was hearing.
So... I mean, but how are you doing with your... Are you, yeah. You're not dead. Have you ever been to jail?
You proved her wrong.
Well, okay. I spent a couple of days in jail. I never went to prison.
A couple of days.
Like that.
I
was in jail a couple of days, but it's when the Red Sox won the World Series.
Oh,
we got a whole group of us.
So she was right. Okay.
Do you know how much awards my mom has won for guiding kids in the right path? My mom's a star in the community. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got, you know what? I'll give it an award. You know, biggest bitch in the world.
I can't.
Sue, he's
hilarious.
Don't even bother to ask Romero.
No, Nick, you don't want to do another, even though Amy doesn't want to do another date with you now, but would you have said yes to another date with Amy?
Now that we've been through all this, I would say this. No way.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Thanks. That standing out amongst the crowd would be, you know, flattering. A little peacocking, you know what I'm saying? But that doesn't work for everybody. For example, Sandra, not into it. And you'll see why tomorrow. Second date update on the 10th at 7:10 with your people. Us, the Get Up Crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR 281332.